Nebraska Extension Almanac.
On part one of this interview focusing on the Farm Safety Net programs, Extension Ag Policy Specialist Brad Lubin talked about how lower prices for commodities and higher production costs have impacted safety net programs. Today, he'll cover projections impacting cash flow and what farmers should be on the lookout for their long-term risk management planning.
Well, producers certainly want to think about how the commodity program safety net fits with their other safety net tools, and trying to understand where commodity program support is, where crop insurance support may be, where standing disaster assistance programs or other assistance marketing decisions and so forth come in. It's worth noting that crop insurance programs potential support is growing. The 23 crop I talked about basically had limited support except under ARC in some places because of lower than average yields. But compare that to 24. The price projection, if we use corn as an example, the final national marketing average price for corn for the 23 crop was $4.55 a bushel. The current projection for the 24 crop, if we look at USDA supply and demand numbers, the current projection is $4.10. So we're dropping roughly 10% year over year here in terms of price projections. Well, at the same time that market prices look like they're going down, the safety net's actually going up because of that five-year moving average. You look back 5 years at higher price years, that calculates into an average, and the moving average is still going up. Well, the moving average means that the reference price for corn went from 370, where it was legislated in the Farm Bill for previous years. It was 370 in the 2023 crop year, but because of the moving average, it moved up to 401 for the 24 crop year. If we have a 410 price projection against a 401 safety net, it still doesn't project a big payment at the moment, but it's certainly a lot closer to providing support and downside risk protection than it did before. And that's true generally across the board for most of the commodities. So the PLC program looks more relevant if producers enrolled in PLC in the 24 crop. And by the same token, ARC looks much more relevant because where the ARC benchmark price levels fall, there's actually the ARC would trigger at roughly a 417 price if you hit average yields. Well, 410 versus 417 means ARC could trigger where we're at right now, even at just average yields. So ARC provides a lot of downside protection. PLC provides some downside protection. It's a much more significant safety net for the 24 crop than it was for the year before. Important to note, that will help us with cash flow. That will help us with cash flow in October of 2025, mm-hmm. Right? We have to wait for the marketing year to play out. We have to calculate final marketing year prices before we calculate actual payments. But at least it's an expectation for cash flow that we haven't seen in recent years. If we look ahead yet one more year, 2025 crop ahead of us, we're just maybe beginning to make planning decisions on inputs and enterprise mix or crop mix. Well, the 2025 safety net could actually be bigger yet. Frankly, at the moment, we don't have a 25 safety net in front of us because we don't have a new farm bill. Mm-hmm. Whether we have a new farm bill that might actually raise some of the support levels for commodity programs and crop insurance, or whether we somehow get to a simple extension of existing policy before the end of the year, we could well have a 25 commodity program safety net that even under the existing formula increases the support levels yet further. From 370 for corn in the 23 crop to 401 for corn on the 24 crop to 426 for corn on the 25 crop is where PLC would kick in under existing rules. So the safety net's still going up at least another year, even as price projections look weaker and weaker.
For Nebraska Extension Almanac, I'm Brad Mills.
Nebraska Extension Almanac is a production of IENR Media and Nebraska Extension. For more information on how your university is serving Nebraskans, go to extension.unl.edu.